Next Tuesday is World Suicide Prevention Day, and it's hoped that farmers in Australia will be taking note. The suicide rate among farmers is about double the national average. And farmers are not known for talking about their emotions generally, let alone their mental health. In southwest Victoria, it's been a difficult year for those on the land, with low milk prices and also a shortage of feed. And three farmers there have suicided in the last two-month period. But there are signs that some of them are beginning to open up. Kirsten Vaness begins this report on a dairy farm in Conda with farmer Wendy Bell.
We're bringing the cows in to milk them. So we've got a 24 swing over, but we fit about 26 cows in each side. And we're just, at the moment, cupping up to collect the milk.
Dirty work?
Very dirty.
And how long does this take?
In the morning, it takes us about 3.5 hours or something.
Wendy Bell is covered neck to toe in a thick plastic apron and covered in muck. She's been up since 5 a.m. to milk the cows, and it's fair to say hard work isn't what worries her.
I've just had my hands stood on last week and, yeah, still swollen, but you sort of know your cows. They're a pretty good bunch, this lot.
But what has been weighing on Wendy Bell's mind lately is her future.
I'm going about to lose everything that we've had, lose our home, yeah.
It's been a rough 12 months for the dairy industry. Milk prices were so low, many farmers weren't meeting the cost of production. Then earlier this year, the usually green and luscious district in southwest Victoria missed out on key seasonal rainfall, causing a severe shortage in feed.
The cows sort of come before your family, so yeah, we're just struggling to feed the cows, so really tough.
Wendy Bell has had to borrow a lot of money just to keep the farm going.
The way I look at it at the moment, I feel like the bank's going to close on me shortly.
Wendy Bell is 46 years old and has been running the farm by herself since her husband died.
7 years ago, I lost my husband to bowel cancer. I had a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, two sons. I decided to stay on the farm for the reason being that was their home.
She says it's hard to find anyone to manage the farm and paying staff is often too expensive. Her property is for sale, but so far there hasn't been an offer. Wendy Bell says she's physically exhausted.
I'm not a very big person, and I'm not very tall either. Physically, my body's breaking down. I'm 46 now, and I've actually been to the doctor recently. I've got 3 vertebrae in my neck that are getting squashed, and it's causing pins and needles and pains down my arms, so they've put me on medication to try and stop that.
But it's the emotional toll that concerns Ms. Bell the most, not just on herself, but the entire community, and she's decided to speak openly about it.
I was coping pretty good up until early this week. I've had a little bit of a meltdown. I'm a pretty good person at putting up a cover up front for people. I had to do it when my husband died of cancer. But, yeah, just this last week, it's starting to get on top of me with everything that's happening. And it's just hard talking to anyone. And I haven't, like, got the amount of time to go into town during the day to go and see anyone. So you just sort of battle along.
Have you sought help, professional help for this?
No, I haven't actually sought professional help for this at the moment. But I've started talking to a few people, so, yeah, it's been opening up a little bit to other people.
And has that helped?
That has helped. And also this week I sat down and went through all my bills and rang everyone that I owe money to, and as a courtesy call to say that I am trying to get on top of it, but I know I owe money, but I can't do it at the moment, and that helped me really greatly. Took a lot of pressure off me.
And how were you received? Were people understanding?
Most people were dumbfounded that I'd rang, because most people don't ring and do that, but everyone was appreciative that I actually rang and said something.
This openness is something Wendy Bell hopes will catch on, and it certainly seems to be. Just a few weeks ago, about 600 farmers gathered in Warrnambool. The lobby group Farmer Power organised a Farmers' Night Off event to raise awareness about help for depression and mental illness. The group says the night was needed after three farmers committed suicide in the space of just 2 months. The former Victorian Premier and Chairman of Beyond Blue, Jeff Kennett, spoke at the event and said farmers need to change their attitudes towards seeking help.
A lot of farmers are very proud. They've been born in the belief they've got to prove that they're tougher than John Wayne, and therefore a lot of them won't seek help unless they're run over by a tractor, their legs are ripped off them, their arms are taken from their trunk, and only at that stage do they think that justifies them seeking help. Well, I've got to say to you, those days are well and truly behind us. And just as a farmer's machinery breaks down, if they can't fix it themselves, they seek help, so too should they try and seek help if it's a health, an emotional or a financial issue.
He says while the dairy industry in Victoria has been hit hard, other regions in Australia are struggling too.
We're seeing it now in Western Queensland because of drought. We're seeing it in parts of New South Wales, and we're certainly seeing it in the southwest of Western Australia in the wheat farming area. And I will be on behalf of Beyond Blue and with Beyond Blue doing a circuit through Western Australia in the next few weeks to try and replicate what we've done down at Warrnambool just recently.
But there are signs that farmers are starting to ask for help. Kathy Harbison is the coordinator of Warrnambool Food Share. She says until now they had never been contacted directly by farmers asking for food.
We think that it's at a critical point and that it is growing, and that the farmers, probably as a result of the Farmers Night Out, are actually now beginning to come forward and request assistance through our food hampers.
She says many farmers spoke to her that evening and didn't even know the charity existed.
The feedback that I had from one of the farmers at the Farmers Night Out was that the tea bags that we were handing out that night and the sachets that you add to the casserole were for them luxury items. So, in fact, that farmer said that she had not been able to buy food in 2 years. The family were having to eat what they grew on the farm, and I was stunned to think of tea bags as a luxury item.
Pat O'Keefe is a dairy farmer in Winslow and says he's concerned about the recent spate of suicides.
Very surprised if it wasn't going on, but I've had no direct or even indirect knowledge of anybody getting down to that stage. Yeah, I could fully understand how some could be affected by that, just going on our own situation where we're probably meant to be pretty well established and down to the level that we are now with our indebtedness to the banks. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there were people that were contemplating that.
Well, anecdotally, it seems there has been a spike of mental health issues amongst the farming community in the area. It's hard to find any solid data. Alison Kennedy is a PhD candidate studying the issue at the National Centre for Farmer Health, which is also based in the region in Hamilton.
I think that it's very difficult to give accurate numbers because it takes so many years for a suicide death to be confirmed through a coroner's report. But certainly suicide rates have been increased and have been put down to a number of cumulative impact. For example, say in Queensland at the moment there are high rates of suicide among farming communities, and they've been reported as almost double that of the general population. And that's been put down to cumulative problems such as drought, followed by flood, and followed by the ceasing of the live export trade.
She says there's often a stigma surrounding suicides in rural communities.
Whereas it may be fairly well publicly known that a suicide has occurred, it may actually be put down to an accidental death where there is some ambiguity as to what has happened.
And the stereotype of the tough, resilient farmer could also be a factor in mental health problems.
Well, research has suggested that farmers are a certain type of personality as well, and they have certain stoic attitudes and attitudes towards being tough and very self-reliant. So there is a reticence of farmers to access assistance for mental health problems. While farmers will ask for help with practical problems at times, it's a different story when it comes to issues of mental health and well-being.
With the countdown to the federal election, many farmers are disappointed there's been little talk of agriculture. Ms. Kennedy says farmers feel they're not being heard by the broader community.
I think politically agriculture isn't very high on the list of priorities, and I also think there's a bit of a divide between rural and urban communities in terms of the urban population I don't think has a great appreciation for what's going on in rural areas.
Patrick O'Keefe says politicians on every level aren't looking at agriculture.
They don't really want to face up to and tackle any problems with agriculture. It's going the wrong way. I probably only know for the milk side of it, but there doesn't seem to be any protection from cheaper imports, and there doesn't seem to be tariff protection there or help with getting into overseas markets to the level that's needed.
Jeff Kennett says there needs to be a 50-year plan for Australia's farming industry, and the focus should be on Asia.
We should not be thinking of producing food and product and manufactured product just for 23 million. We should be aiming to provide for 500 million people so that we can have a real impact in the region in which we live.
It's looking at farming in a broader sense that leaves farmers like Patrick O'Keefe hopeful.
Farming, even though you might have to be careful, like as far as farm ownership goes, you might have to be careful while you're in there and getting established, but you do end up with quite an ability to build wealth into with the equity of your farm. Even though it might be at the finish that you'd only reap that award.
Things are starting to look up. The milk price is higher, the Australian dollar has dropped, and rain is falling in Victoria's southwest again.
Well, the light is there at the end of the tunnel, and at this stage I don't think it's a train. And I think we're coming out of it now. The only thing is it's cost us a lot of money, a lot of extra funding to get through.
In Conda, Wendy Bell says the slight economic turnaround is too late to help her. But she's encouraged by the turnaround in attitudes, one which will hopefully save lives.
It's always been said that we're all too proud to ask for help. We might be too proud to ask for help, but that gathering, people turned up and showed support for it. And there were some people there offering food donations, and there wasn't anyone too proud to say no to the food. So I think things are changing and we have to open up.
Is that why you're speaking today?
Yes, definitely. Because if we don't open up, you know, people are going to do silly things that you can't turn back. I've got two kids, but they need a mum, so I need to open up and let people know what's really going on.
Even as Wendy Bell faces the prospect of losing her home and her livelihood, she remains positive.
At the end of the day, you know, if you lose everything, you know, you've still got your family, you've still got your friends, so it's important to really open up.
Dairy farmer Wendy Bell ending that report by Kirsten Vaness.